Well, I'm very excited about this quarter being established. As you may be aware, we started talking about this court in May of 2022, when I made an announcement that the government is planning to establish a special court to handle financial crimes. At that time, the president of Malawi, Dr. Lazarus Makathe Chakwera, had instructed me to see a way of establishing this court. And so we established this court in the same 2022 through an act of parliament. We amended the Courts Act to create a financial crimes division of the High Court. So this court is a division of the High Court, but it is specifically only for financial crimes, which include corruption cases.
Talking about the Financial Crimes Court, how independent will this be in terms of not coming under undue political pressure to be used, so to speak, to go after political opponents?
No. As I said, this court is a part of the High Court. And the Constitution of Malawi says that all courts and judicial officers who preside over cases shall be independent of influence from any political or any other office. So this court will equally be protected by the Constitution in terms of its independence.
How will this help in the fight against corruption?
The major role that we envisage for this particular special court is that it will help in expediting the trial and the conclusion of cases that involve financial crimes. At the moment, we have been having a problem because the same courts, like High Court General Division, Criminal Division, it tries all criminal cases. So sometimes you find that corruption cases are not given a priority because they're just part of the same others types of cases that the court is trying. But this particular court will deal with nothing else except financial crimes. So therefore, we expect that there will be speed in disposal of financial crimes cases. But also, the other thing that we expect to develop along the way is that there will be specialization of judges, because these judges of this court will be dealing with financial crimes. And we know that financial crimes have become these days very complicated. They can be very complex in the way they're committed. So they'll go through some training to prepare them, to equip them with skills to handle financial crimes. And therefore, we expect that they will be specialized and therefore be able to deal with matters of this nature quickly.
What should be the expectations of Malawi?
Well, Malawians should expect, as I've been saying, they should expect a more serious approach in the way these cases are handled by a special court and judges that are specifically dealing with these cases. We expect to have a more effective and a more efficient and speedier conclusion of financial crimes cases in this court.
There be a construction of an edifice to host this special crimes court?
Ideally, yes, that's what we would have to happen, and that's what we expect to happen. But you see, financial resources are a problem. So at the moment, they're using the same infrastructure that other courts are using, which is not a deal situation. But you may be aware that the government of Malawi has one of its flagship projects in construction of a judicial complex within the city center in Lilongwe. And that complex will have around 40 courtrooms. So some courtrooms can be allocated to this financial division so that they have their own courts carved out of that complex as the courts for the financial crimes courts. But we also would like to have this court not just here in the Lilongwe capital city, but also in other regions of the country. The regional headquarters is in Zuzu in the north, and also Blantyre should have also an infrastructure to house the financial crimes courts. And also in the eastern division of the country, in Zomba, the former capital city of Malawi, should also, it's in the plans that they should also have their own infrastructure for this court.